Yeah, this is going to be highly anecdotal and a little self-indulgent at the beginning, and I hope you'll bear with me. The late 70s, there were not the photographs of Banty. When you come to the order now, when you come into a centre, there'll be pictures of Banty everywhere. But my first contact with Banty was Dharma Chakra tapes. So it was his voice we met. And then one day I was in the hallway at Ariyatara and I heard the same voice coming from one of the front rooms. And it was Banty on the telephone. So this was the beginning of my meeting of Banty. Then it was dinner at Padmaloka, and I just remember I was shy, a little nervous, and Banty so aware at the table, this new fellow, John, you know, and he remembered my name and he drew me out. I can actually remember the conversation. I was asking him about the asparagus in the garden, he was telling me all about it, but... Then suddenly he'd had a most exciting, dialogue with a new Parsi car. She had been asking him, in front of others, Banty, if you were alone on an island and there was just a rabbit there, would you eat it? He said, oh yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And then she said, well, Banty, if it was just you and me on the island, she said, would you eat me? And he said, oh, yes. And she then said, well, in that case, I'm going to get a book on self-defense, yeah? And he said, I'm more optimistic than that. I'm going to get a book on cookery. So these are my meetings with Banty. I move forward to 1979, and just Banty giving a talk on Padmasambhava at the 1979 in the London Buddhist Centre. And it's on Free Buddhist Audio. It's a remarkable talk, remarkable lecture. And in it, you hear Banty playing with the audience, yeah? He tells us that one of his friends and teachers said, it's not a guru you need, Banty. It's not a Buddha you need. It's a manu, yeah? And then Banty proceeds not to tell us what a manu is, yeah? And he sort of gets his hook into our curiosity and just plays with the audience until our exasperation is at sort of breaking point. And finally, and I'm not telling you, you're going to have to go and listen to the lecture. But during that lecture, he was on a dais, and I just remember this sort of subliminal message which really affected me. Him sitting there, it was like there was this, his being was saying, there is another world, and I am in it. And there was this invitation to step across, yeah? And 10 years later, I mentioned this to Vajradhaka, and he said, I had the same impression, yeah? That same lecture. Racing on, my private ordination, the Night of the Lalitas. It sounds like a bad movie. There was much laughter in the shrine room. I heard there was laughter in the shrine room in Croydon and in other centres. I remember Stiramati warning me it's hard to find the Banty's room, you know. But I did find it up the little staircase. And I'd never been ordained before. I didn't know what to do. And it's so embarrassing. I put my hands together as I came into Banty's bedroom. And he was waiting there with the shrine. And he looked at my hands, and they sort of withered. You know, maybe I was thinking it was my first Holy Communion again or something like that. But I just thought, Banty is not a Christian. When he says, I discovered I was not a Christian and never had been, That is profound. Yeah, really. He is not. Anyway, there we go. We went through the verses. I don't remember much. I remember the Ahang Abante. I remember that. And suddenly, I was in the order. Well, as good as, yeah? And then I said, Bansi, I'd like the Avalokiteshvara sadhana. And he looked, he said, compassion for all sentient beings? I thought, well, the nice ones, you know. And there's this wrathful side of Sangharakshita. It is there, yeah? And he gave me the sadhana. And then again, yes, I had my sadhana, I was in the order, I stood up, and Bhante said, one more thing. And so I sat there, I said, yeah, what's that? He said, your name, yeah? And then he proceeded not to tell me what my name was, yeah? And he was talking about fountains of energy in India. They don't have the fine arts, it's the playful arts. And I'm going, yes. And again, finally my curiosity was in full belt. And he just played, and it was Lalita, yeah? He played with me, you know? And so there we go, yeah. Quickly moving on, I just another anecdote. So now a real change. Running Croydon, lots of people coming in, and I just want to tell this story because it's to me it's very important. A couple came in to Ariyatara one day, John and Marlene Heap. Yeah, to me they seemed quite elderly. They're probably my age now. Yeah, but. Marlene, she was American, and she had done that sort of dream that some American women have. She had found her English lord, you know, and married him. And John was really noble, and he became a Mitra. I remember a few months later, he came to me, poor John. He said, my boss, he's killing my colleagues. We've had a number of heart attacks, they're dead. And then a few months later, he was dead. Yeah. And Marlene, she was distraught, you know, she contacted Bhante, she'd read the Tibetan Book of the Dead, will he meet the wrathful deities? And Bhante said, no, he's a good man, yeah? And then the only way she could sleep was to listen to his lectures every night, and she and Bhante would talk on the phone, yeah? And then I remember Bhante coming down to Croydon, where he picked up Padma Vajra, and they were going off to visit Marlene, yeah? And... Well, it was as if I was there, because for weeks or months afterwards, I mean, Padma Vajra is a genius of a mimic, and he's wicked, yeah? And we had to listen to his impersonations of the dialogue, which I won't repeat, yeah? But from it, you gathered that Bhante just built a bridge. He was admiring Marlene's dogs, these golden Labradors. He was petting them. Well... The conclusion is she lived, she survived. She said to me, I had a choice to live 2 years or a whole new phase of life. And she entered the order, yeah? It's like a modern kiss a goat to me story. So, you know, it's like Bhante is there, we used to say, for every man, but every woman. And that is important, yeah? So, we move right on. Bhante's sleep fails him, his eyes fail him. A man of letters to lose his eyes, yeah? It's like Beethoven losing his ears, yeah? Then he began to recover. And I remember going to visit him, this would be 3 or 4 years ago, in his room at Majimaloka. And my experience was of the incredible Shraddha in the room, this incredible Shraddha, and the man knows the path, the man can show me the path, yeah? And for fans of Tolkien, I was thinking, this is Gandalf the White, yeah? We had met Gandalf the Grey, but he had been to hell, he'd fought with demons, and here he was, he knows the path. And there, he said, I've been asked to come to Germany, So I will come. And to my delight, he stayed in my community. Now, this is a man in retirement, yeah? Banty, he met the Going for Refuge men, he met the women's community, he met the Order, he met the Karenar group, the outlying women, Mitras, they all came into my flat, 14 of them, yeah? It was fantastic, cakes and coffee, and I mean, it was almost biblical, because there was one woman, there was a knock on the door, and I opened the door, and there was young, beautiful Frank, my neighbour from downstairs, carrying this woman, yeah? She couldn't walk, and the taxi driver had just dropped her at the bottom of the stairs, and Frank had brought her all the way up, you know? But, yeah. And of course, Banty gave a public talk too. And I thought, well, that's... oh, yeah, I have to say, then Banty needed to go shopping, yeah? And so he needed new pyjamas and new slippers. And so Nichabandu and I, we went shopping in Essen. And we found them. But Banty just working on trying to convert me to the Dharma. That's the only way I can put it. Always, you know, because we're always converting ourselves and working on me. And so I said, and I'd heard, I said, so you're not coming back to this planet, Banty? No. He said, I've done my work here, yeah? He said, now it's your movement, yeah? Really? Really disappointed, yeah? But, yeah, yeah. But you're working on me. And as we, you know, and then we went for pizza, of course, Banty paid. He does. He's an extremely generous man. But I want to say something about Nichabandu. Just what a friend. The intelligence, the sensitivity, the wit, the humour, the love. And he would just lean over in the pizza house and just cut up Banty's pizza without a word, yeah? But later on, Banty had to go up this big staircase, and Nichabandu just looked at it. He said, you're all right with that, Banty? And Banty went, yeah, yeah. And this intelligence of when to help and when not. And so I said to Banty, you have an excellent friend here. And he said, yes. And I said, I think I said something like, you'll miss him. He said, and Banty just said, but I can visit him in Poland, yeah? And this sheer non-attachment, you know, finding such a good friend and letting go, you know? Remarkable, yeah? I thought that was it. And then, you know, regarding Germany, and the German Sangha said, we'll ask him again. I thought, no. And then just last year, I went to the airport, Sangha Darshini, the electric doors slide open, and through comes Banty in a wheelchair, yeah, with Dharma Matty beside him, and the most athletic porter, yeah. Fortunately, we'd done the route about three times, because we had to keep up with this man. And he just did it all again. I should say, he meets people, he rests. He meets people, he rests. He manages his energy brilliantly. And it just gives us of himself. So I've done it, and I'm in time. So I want to just say something more controversial now. Just at the end, I thought, well, this, if I have the time, I'll say it. The Croydon Revolution. You know, I adored Padmaraja. We were frightened of him, but we loved him. Yeah? For 11 years, he had my loyalty. I said to him, I said, I will go to hell for you. And I did, yeah? Yeah. And Banty tried to win us back, and various people tried. You know, they came down to visit, and I was obtuse. I was stupid. Finally, I was in a chairman's meeting, and I was sitting opposite Banty. Satyaraja was just to the side, and the chairman were there. And in came. Who came in? And there was the wrath of Sangharakshita. And he just made the points. He described how Croydon was, you know, what was going on, the letters he'd had, the positivity he'd seen from them. And it was hammering in. And at times he could read your thoughts, you know, because I was thinking, well, I just listen. I don't want you just listening. And, yeah, and you know, and it was... And then it's like that point in the movie where a bomb goes off and everything goes silent and the mouths are still going. And there was a crack right here. And in my head, I heard the words, my words, he's in, yeah? And then I don't really remember anything. Just Naga Bodhi helping me out of my chair, you know. I don't remember Banti's exit. And then Satyaraj and I, the next day, going to his office and saying, oh, Banti, we've had a change of heart. He goes, I know, yeah? And just this, there are two types of wrath. There is the wrath that wants you to go away, to not exist, to disappear. That is aversion, that's hatred. And there is the wrath that wants you to stay, that wants you there, that wants you to slough off all this nonsense and rubbish and let the pristine you emerge. And that is love, you know? And that is Banti. And I thought, it's like a mother looking through the window of a burning house at her children, you know? And she wants to scream. But you can't scream to Europeans, yeah? And I can't believe Banti. What must go on in Banti? And what he has to say is, reduce input. Simplify your life, you know. Instead of going, So there we are. So Banti cares enormously. And there we are. Thank you very much.